Sirach, chapter 42. Of repeating a thing which you have heard. And of laying bare any secret counsel. So you will show proper shame. And find favor in the sight of all living. But of these things do not be ashamed. And do not let persons lead you to sin. Of the law of the Most High, and the statute. And of justice, to render justice even to the wicked. Of keeping accounts with an associate or travel companion. And of dividing an inheritance or a property. Of the small dust of the scales and balance. And of testing measure and weight. Of buying, as to whether it is little or much. And of profit from dealing with a merchant. Of frequent correction of children. And of smiting an evil servant. For an evil wife, a seal. And where many hands are, a key. Upon what is deposited, make a mark. And let giving and receiving all be in writing. Of the correction of the foolish and simple do not be ashamed. Or of the correction of the old man occupied with whoredom. So will you be truly well advised. And a modest man before all living. A daughter is to a father a deceptive treasure. And the care of her puts away sleep. In her youth lest she commit adultery. And when she is married, lest she be hated. In her virginity lest she be seduced. And in the house of her husband, lest she be unfaithful. In the house of her father, lest she be with child. And in the house of her husband, lest she be barren. Keep a strict watch over your daughter. Lest she make you a name that stinks. The talk of the city, and accursed of the people. And shame you in the gathering at the gate. In the place where she abides let there be no window. And in the house where she sleeps no entry round about. Do not let her display her beauty before any man. And in the house of women do not let her gossip. For from the garment comes forth the moth. And from a woman's wickedness. Better the wickedness of a man than the goodness of a woman. And a daughter who causes shame and pours forth reproach. Let me make mention of the works of God. And what I have seen I will also recount. By the word of God are his works. And he does his good pleasure according to his decree. The rising sun is revealed over all. And the glory of the Lord upon all his works. The holy ones of God do not have the power. To recount the wondrous works of his might. Yet God has given strength to his hosts. To stand in the presence of his glory. He searches out the deep, and the heart of man. And discerns all their secrets. For the Lord knows all knowledge. And he looks into the signs of the world. Declaring the things that are past and the things that will be. And revealing the traces of hidden things, no knowledge is lacking to him. And not a thing escapes him. The mighty works of his wisdom, he has ordered. One is he from everlasting. Nothing has been added, and nothing taken away from them. And he needs none to instruct him. How desirable are all his works. And they are as a spark to behold. All these things live and abide forever. And for every need all are obedient to him. All things are different, this from that. And he did not make one of them superfluous, one thing surpasses another in its goodness. And who shall be satiated in beholding their beauty?